Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, if you're just now joining us here in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, first off, good morning to you. Great to be here in Great Falls. We are at Highwood Creek Outfitters at the indoor shooting range. They got a great gun store here as well, over 700 guns in the store. And we're going to catch up here with Tom Van Hoos here in just a couple of minutes, because why not talk some guns and gear here as we get the morning rolling for you. But it's so great to see one of our callers. What's so fun about taking the show on the road is I get to meet new folks every single trip. You know, you think, you know, starting in talk radio and statewide talk radio in 2009, you'd think I would have met everybody by now. You'd think I'd have met all the listeners and all the callers, but so many great folks that call into this show that I still get to meet in person for the first time, like Jim in Great Falls. Tim and Savage was listening in, and he said, man, Jim in Great Falls, he's a great sidekick on the radio. I said, yeah, he's giving old John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, a run for his money, isn't he there? Even had some unwoke stuff thrown in there, all thrown into the mix. But, no, fun to see him. He's got some haying to do, so he's cutting out. But he came in early because he knew we'd be here. So, anyway, thanks for coming in. Let me get to, before we chat with Tom here at Highwood Creek Outfitters, let's get to some of the big news of the day. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, he was on Fox News talking about the upcoming Joe Biden-Donald J. Trump debate. I think it's Thursday night, right? Yeah, Thursday night. And DailyCaller.com had a great write-up highlighting this conversation that Josh Hawley had to say, where he basically said that it is Joe Biden who is basically on trial right now, and Joe Biden's record. Let's listen in a little bit of what Josh Hawley had to say, the Republican senator out of Missouri.
Maggie Haberman is pretty worried. Here's what she's worried about that Trump will do.
I think he will be both. I think he will likely interrupt less, because I think that's the main lesson he took from the last debate, or their first debate in 2020. And I think he will be very mean toward Biden. I will be very surprised if he's anything other than that.
So, I mean, their big worry is Trump's going to be mean to poor Biden?
Yeah, well, the big worry ought to be the facts. I mean, here's the question to pose to Joe Biden. Do you, and to the American people, do you like chaos? Because that's what you got under Joe Biden. I mean, do you like chaos here at home? Do you like chaos overseas? How many wars were we in when Donald Trump was president? Zero. How many are we in now with Joe Biden? It's hard to keep track. What was gas under Donald Trump? I mean, you could afford it. What is it now? Nobody can fill their cars up. I mean, we could go down the list. It's total chaos and disaster, Kaylee. And that's why Biden wants to talk about anything other than his record. But his record is what's on trial here. This is a referendum on him. That's what this election's about.
I love what you just said, that his record's on trial, because that's not what he wants. He wants Trump to be on trial. He has set an expectation over the last 4 years that Trump is some dictator, some menacing dictator, so much so that Hillary said this. This was a sentence from her New York Times piece. Expectations for Trump are so low that if he doesn't literally light himself on fire on Thursday evening, some will say he was downright presidential.
All right, we'll get Josh Hawley's take on that Hillary Clinton comment coming up here right after this. And then Tom Van Hoos here, who is our gracious host this morning. He'll be with us live right after this quick break.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House Ethics Committee is now probing the conduct of Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. This comes after the Justice Department investigated Gaetz as part of a sex trafficking scandal. The House Ethics Committee rejuvenated the old investigation into Gaetz over allegations of sexual misconduct and drug abuse. The ethics panel rarely says exactly what it is investigating, but even more uncommon, declaring what it won't examine, like whether the congressman, quote, shared inappropriate images or videos on the House floor. The Justice Department launched its own investigation of Gaetz 3 years ago after there were reports he had a relationship with someone underage. Gaetz called the allegation, quote, a lie. The DOJ never charged Gaetz. The congressman called the House investigation Soviet, accusing former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of sending his, quote, goons after him. It was Gaetz who forced the vote to strip McCarthy of his gavel. The former speaker says questions about Gaetz' ethics cost him the speakership. McCarthy says Gaetz wanted him to halt the ethics investigation. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area today, a late-day shower storm is possible, especially in the Bozeman area. High temperatures from the mid-80s in Bozeman to 90 in Billings. For tonight, with some clouds and some scattered showers and storms possible around the region, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. There were showers and storms Thursday, upper 70s in Bozeman, 90 for a high in Billings. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so yeah, real quick. So Kayleigh McEnany was guest hosting on Fox News last night, and she was talking with Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, and she was making the point that the left-wing media is trying to make the debate a referendum on Trump's personality instead of on Joe Biden's failed record. Anyway, here's a quick response from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley.
Yeah, and in fact, it's all about Joe Biden. I mean, this election is about Joe Biden and what he has done to this country. I mean, that's the choice before the country. Do you want more Joe Biden? I mean, do you like paying this much for gas? Do you like having your mortgage this high? Do you like interest rates at this level? Do you like 9 million illegal immigrants coming into this country and committing these crimes? I mean, that's what this is about. It's about Joe Biden. And the choice is really simple. If you don't want your lives, your kids, and your neighborhoods in total chaos, time to vote for Trump.
All right, well said there by Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. And then again, speaking of the border, border security rally in Great Falls tonight. Go to SecureBorderSecureMontana.com and then Bozeman tomorrow night. Well, it's great to be here at Highwood Creek Outfitters here in Great Falls, Montana. Our gracious host, Tom Van Hoos, now with us here. Thanks for the great location. Thanks for the coffee and more, and it's great to see you.
Aaron, always good to see you. I appreciate what you've been doing over the years here in Montana. It's a voice well needed.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you very much. Well, I want to catch up with you a couple of different times throughout the morning. And, okay. You know, right now we're on in, you know, Billings, Bozeman, Butte, and then we got app listeners across the state. But, you know, our friends from Great Falls and Kalispell join us coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour and then the rest of the state in the 9 o'clock hour. But when I think about our listeners elsewhere across Montana right now, even if they don't live in Great Falls, you've got some guns that people want to find that they may not be able to find in other locations. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we bring in guns that other stores don't want to carry. IWI, Israeli Weapons Industry, produces a lot of great battle-tested guns. We carry a lot of the Israeli sites that are very well-tested. And so if you're in Billings, Bozeman, Butte, and you can't get something, call us. We might be able to get it for you.
Yeah, very cool. What are some of your favorite Israeli weapon systems? Because I'm trying to think. When I was down at the SHOT Show, I think I saw some of these, and some of them have like kind of look like the Uzi that many people might be able to picture, right?
Those are really tactical.
Tactical stuff. Yeah.
And some people liken the Israeli Galil system in 5.56, 7.16.0, and 7.16.39. Really hard to get because obviously they're using a lot of the stuff where they are currently, but we do seem to be able to get them. So if there's a weapon system you would like, give us a call. We might be able to get it for you.
I was kind of joking with you during the break. We got to get our friend the rabbi down in Bozeman, Rabbi Chaim Bruck, you know, to come up here because, you know, on a serious note, I mean, given the radical left pro Hamas craziness going on in America right now, I mean, he shot a video where he was on the shooting range and said, "Hey, we got to be able to protect ourselves."
Well, everyone does. I mean, the times are getting crazy. I know you're doing the border push right now, which is really well needed. We're seeing stuff come across our northern border that doesn't get a lot of press. And people in Montana are starting to go, wait a minute, where's this coming from?
Yeah. Back to the Israeli weapons. They've got some pretty cool optics as well. What are some of the optics from the Israeli side that you like?
Yeah, they've got a non-battery powered, solar powered optics. Their stuff is made for CQB. I mean, really well tested stuff. If you want
close some quarters,
close quarters stuff.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar with the acronym, Yeah, because I think, you know, some of the sites, you know,
a lot of military guys know, like the ACOG and things like that. I remember at one point we had the doctor site.
Yes.
I liked that doctor site a lot when we had that. It was over 10 years ago now, but we had some pretty good little
optics
in our kit.
Yeah, doctor spelled with an ER instead of an OR. Great optic. I've used them over the years. Still currently have one on an Israeli Galil. Very well-tested stuff. Anything you can get that's been battle-tested is worth it. And a lot of stores carry things that the American public has heard of, but we carry stuff that some people may not have heard of. And we're happy to try to ship it wherever you are, legally, of course, through Federal Firearms licensees. Or if you get to Great Falls, come in and let's see if we can help you.
Yeah, and then you can rent some guns and even try them out on the indoor shooting range. You got 8 lanes here and over 700 guns in your store, but several offered up for rental opportunities.
Over 60 rental guns, lots of things from long guns to short guns, silencers. It's a fun time to be in the gun business. There's so many new things coming out every day.
Well, that's why, like, you and I were talking about, I've gotten to go to the SHOT Show now, I think, 4 years in a row or whatever, and it's pretty overwhelming, and you got to walk a long distance, but like, whereas here, it's like, okay, I got kind of like the best in shop, right in one shop here, kind of. And so I don't have to put on the miles walking through the corridors of the Vegas Convention Center there. I can just come walk around the corner here.
Yeah, the new Sig Spear platform, which is basically what the new XM7 military rifle is being patented after. We have those in here. We've got the optics to go with them. But renting a gun with a silencer on it reduces recoil, reduces sound, and it's really user-friendly for someone who's a little recoil and sound-sensitive.
Yeah, in fact, you were telling me, because, now I'm turning into the old-timer real fast. I remember the long M16, and then, of course, we had the M4, and, the Army's converting to whole new weapons platforms. So I haven't even really gotten to see it firsthand in person yet, so.
Yeah, we'll show you what the new system looks like. It's a lot of fun.
Go. We got about 20 seconds.
20 seconds, yeah. Just come on down, and if you call us, we may not be able to get it, but we might be able to get it. So give us a call at 406-452-6981.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break here, get to your farm and ranch report. I'll go get eyes on the new weapon system here right during this next break, and we'll chat with you more right after this.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Julian Assange became a free man yesterday, pleading guilty to a single felony count of illegally obtaining and disclosing national security material, and was sentenced to time served in a British prison, about 5 years. And I think that's fair. The case brought by the Trump administration had dragged on for way too long. What I don't agree with is the notion promoted by Assange and his allies that he was just like any investigative reporter disclosing really important information. For one thing, he relied on hacking, whether it was done by himself or others. Normal news organizations don't do that. For another, he just put everything out without regard to jeopardizing people, sources, and methods. Some of the newspapers that relied on the information did that. And then he put out the stuff from the DNC, which had no national security implications. And so he's not exactly a journalist. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
Yesterday, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced a new proposed rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act that would clarify the interpretation of unfair under the Act itself and spell out in more detail conduct prohibited under the law.
So in combination, what we've done is we've expanded transparency and made it easier for farmers to understand the deals that they're entering into and who they're contracting with. We made sure that they couldn't be discriminated against or retaliated against. We made sure that a tournament system would operate fairly and that there would not be any specific deductions that caught farmers by surprise. And today, we provide an enforcement tool that I think will provide for greater balance in the relationship between farmer and integrator. All of this is designed in combination with the resources and investments we've made to create the opportunity for more new and better markets.
The Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets proposed rule drew praise from groups such as Farm Action and the Organization for Competitive Markets, along with the National Farmers Union, which has been advocating for the rule through its Fairness for Farmers campaign. However, the Meat Institute criticized the proposal, claiming it would regress meat production by decades and conflict with congressional intent. On my North Lawn.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quick, we'll talk more with Tom Van Hoos here in just a second. And yeah, I just got the chance to see that XM7. And very cool. It's very, very interesting. The charging handle is totally different from what you might be used to if you're used to like the M4 or the M16. So that's one interesting thing. And then it's got the folding buttstock on it as well. And of course the easy collapse option on it as well. And then I'll have to ask Tom, because the ammo I think is unique, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember right from some prior conversations. But anyway, some messages that just came in on our Montana Talks app. Andy and Whitefish. He must be referring to Julian Assange. Did you guys see Julian Assange is getting let go? He's basically been on house arrest for how many years now? He's the WikiLeaks guy. Andy says this: if there is no presidential immunity, then all of Julian's info is evidence. Anyway, thanks to Andy and Whitefish for that message. Kestrel in Billings sent us a message. This came in at the very end of yesterday's 9 o'clock hour. So it came in at the very end of Tuesday's show. At the very end of Tuesday's show, we were talking about illegal immigration, and we had the retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem join us at the very tail end of the show. And if you missed it, we had Frank Mealy there with us. Frank Mealy is he was the former editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell. And a great editor at that, by the way. Now he has his Heartland Diary USA blog, and he writes for realclearpolitics.com. But Frank Mealy has been, you know, sounding the alarm about border security and illegal immigration since the early 2000s in the 1990s when he was the editor of the Daily Interlake. So I thought, well, hey, we got Frank here. We got a retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem here. Let me have Frank Mealy throw the question out there. To the final question of the show to Chief Klem. And so Frank had asked Chief Klem about, hey, you know, President Trump has says, you know, we're going to have the biggest mass deportation in history once he's back in office, because, you know, look at, you know, 10 times the population of Montana has been allowed into this country illegally because of Joe Biden and John Tester. So how do we get these folks back out of this country? I mean, mass deportation, how would that work? And so Chief Klem kind of gave his response. Well, we start here. We start with these. I can't remember if it was 20,000, 30,000 folks who are already on the list. They've committed crimes, misdemeanors, felonies. Let's start with that group. They're the first ones out of here. But anyway, Kestrel in Billings says this: Aaron, if we can manage to find all of those supposedly involved in the phony J6 insurrection, we can find those that need to be removed as they are illegals. And Kestrel was right. We can find these folks. That question has come up at these border security rallies. The question came up in Missoula on Monday night at the border security rally there. You know, somebody in the audience, because we always wrap it up with a Q&A session, and somebody in the audience said, hey, how is this? How are we going to be able to deport all these people? Can it be done? How can it be done? And Frank Mealy made the point, look, Dwight Eisenhower did this. Dwight Eisenhower executed a mass deportation back when he was president. And so President Eisenhower has showed us that it can be done and how it can be done, et cetera. But to this point, but this was the point that I wanted to make, and is that, okay, for the people who are saying, hey, how do we deport these people? How can we be done? How can it be done logistically? This is my response. Well, you remember, we recently found out that Joe Biden has been spending your taxpayer dollars to fly illegal aliens, secret charter flights, all across America. So if you can logistically move them into America and move them across America, well, then you can logistically move them the heck out of America too, can't you? And remember, John Tester voted in support of continuing these flights for illegal aliens all across America. So if John Tester can fund flights for illegal aliens across America, well, then when a newly elected Tim Sheehy is the United States Senator from Montana instead of the open borders Tester, and President Trump is back in office, well, then we can get the flights or what's needed to get these illegals out of America. Anyway, so thanks to Kestrel for raising that point. Let's see. We'll get our Fox News update in here in just a second. And then Tom Van Hoos is right here. So I want to talk with him a little bit more about these cool weapon systems that we've got on hand. So we'll get back to him here in 60 seconds. Let's see. Jay in Billings sent us a message much earlier this morning here. He shared a Fox News report. Obama has anxiety over election, holding secret meetings to try to strategize with how Biden could beat Trump. Anyway, I'll share the message from Jay in Billings here in just a few minutes. But first, let's get to your Fox News update, see what's going on in the national news. And then we'll take you back here to Highwood Creek Outfitters in Great Falls, talk about some of those Israeli optics a little bit more. And that new XM7 military weapon system, too.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New York Congressman Jamal Bowman's the first incumbent Democrat to lose a primary this year, targeted by pro-Israel groups for his criticism of Israel.
This movement has always been about justice.
He's beaten by county executive and former state senator George Latimer. An execution is scheduled this evening for a Texas man accused of kidnapping, sexually assaulting, and murdering his drug dealer's girlfriend when they were both 18.
Attorneys for Ramiro Gonzalez have asked the Supreme Court to stay his execution, arguing he's taken responsibility and that a prosecution witness now says he was wrong in testifying Gonzalez would be a future danger to society. A legal finding needed for a death sentence, which is slated to take place on what would have been the 41st birthday of victim Bridget Townsend.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Gonzalez got two life sentences for another kidnapping and rape. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Yeah, Tom, thanks for coming back over. Thanks for showing me that XM7. Before we get back to that, these Israeli optics, it's really cool what you said about how they've got solar-powered optics. Because think about it. I might have my G-Shock watch on while I'm out on the shooting range. Well, that G-Shock watch has solar power to keep the clock going, to keep the watch going. And so, yeah, instead of changing out those little batteries all the time on that optic system to have solar-powered optics, that just makes sense, especially with the way that technology's advanced now.
Yeah, and the MEPRolite systems, you can run battery, you can run fiber optics, so you don't need a battery. You can use illuminator at night for the fiber optic systems. But these, again, are battle-tested stuff that actually are issued currently. And when you get the stuff on your rifle, you see the American version and you see the Israeli version and you look at it and go, wow, wait a minute, this is serious stuff.
So, yeah, so like I'm looking at this one now. This is the MEPRO M21?
Correct.
The MEPRO Light. So it kind of has like the size of like the ACOG, for example, right? But, yeah, looking through it, that red light's already on.
Yeah.
I'm already seeing that. So you could almost keep your red dot on permanently because it's so quick. I mean, as long as you're out in the sun enough to recharge it.
But this one's actually fiber optic. So if you have any light at all, it takes very little light to light it up. And if you were going to go real quiet, dark, you can put an illuminator on there that it is not seen by someone looking at you. You're the only one that's going to see it. It's interesting stuff. It's really nice to have something a little bit different that's been battle tested. The new ACOG compact system, which is half the size of the old ACOGs, are really fun and amazingly accurate. We've been shooting them on an Israeli Galil coyote-sized target at 350 yards using steel case ammo and binging the coyote every time on a 7.62-39 Israeli Galil with the MEPRolite systems and the ACOG systems. There's lots of cool platforms out there. It's just a great time to be in the gun business.
Well, I'm holding this one up right now, too, looking out the window, and without even squinting one eye, I see that red dot clearly, so you can literally just pull that weapon system up and see right where your red dot's at without squinting or anything.
Both eyes open.
Yeah, Yeah, no, that's very cool. Well, and then the XM7, we got about 30, 45 seconds before the break here. Anything else you wanted to add about that? The charging handle's a little different. You got the folding stock.
Yeah, and the new caliber, the 6.8 Fury. A little disappointed they're making a bimetallic cartridge case for it, so it's not going to be reloadable. The new guns are going to be lighter weight than the standard 308 platform. And they're going to be a little heavier than the M4. So we'll see. I think they're releasing them to the Army right now.
So, dumb question. How is the ammo different from, say, your 5.56 that you might be shooting right now?
Solid brass case on the 5.56, a two-part metallic case that is not reloadable on the 6.8 Fury.
Very interesting. All right. Well, great to see you. We'll catch up more with Tom Van Hoos here later this morning. In fact, if you got a good question for Tom, guns and gear or whatever, message us on the Montana Talks app. We'll get to it. We'll get to it later this morning, possibly. So, yeah, because we're going to be here till 10 a.m. Stand by. Back after this. Three.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, great to be with you. I'm here broadcasting live from Highwood Creek Outfitters in Great Falls. But meanwhile, back in studio, our friend Dr. Dale Williams is holding down the fort in studio. Doc, how's it looking back there? Thanks for being with us this morning.
Looking good. I've got the great view that you usually have in the morning. So looking good.
Yeah, well, you're probably sitting where I normally sit, too, so you could just take over the show if you wanted to any time, you know.
I am, but I'm hardly qualified for that.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, man. I tell you, because I've been to your seminars, and that's like that's like a really fun talk show, especially when you integrate some of your dieters into the conversation. People really have a lot of fun with it, asking questions and kind of giving feedback and everything.
We all have our wheelhouse, but I think this is your wheelhouse. But I'll take the diet wheelhouse.
Well, you know. Summertime's a busy time. People are traveling. I'm traveling all week long. And I know for some people, when they travel, it's like, oh, man, I'm on the road. I'm going to eat horribly. I'm going to put on a bunch of pounds. So my challenge this week is, like, you know, I love to exercise. I like to get my workouts in. Now, I was exercising all the time, you know, several years ago, and still kept putting on pounds because, you know, if you really want to, you know, focus on losing weight, diet and nutrition is so important, as you've pointed out before. But I like to exercise because if I don't move, then I can't move, and I just feel better doing it. But this week, we are so busy. I'm doing the radio show in the morning, and then we're doing some of these gift card giveaway events around lunchtime, and then another one later in the day, and then we've got our border security rallies. So needless to say, I'm not hitting the gym this week. But that being said, I can actually lose weight while I'm traveling and not even going to the gym this week. And you know why, right?
You bet. And, you know, we have a dieter that she's right around 80 pounds now that she's lost. And she had lost about the first 60 pounds. And then she was really worried because her work was going to take her out of town and she was going to be gone for like 6 weeks straight. And she was really worried about being able to stay on protocol. But it is so easy to stay on protocol if that's where your mindset is, because the protein, the ideal protein packets are so convenient to carry with you. And then just a little for planning for staying on phase one with getting your vegetables and your protein, and you can do it.
Yeah, that's right. And in some ways, I actually find it easier as long as you've got, you know, the discipline built in through going, you know, but because I went through your program, I've got the knowledge and then I've got the understanding and then also more the discipline, because you get that lifestyle change to where, okay, so like I was in Washington, D.C. recently for a big monument dedication at the Marine Corps Museum. So, and then I want to show my cousins the U.S. Capitol, get them on a tour of the Capitol. We're at Arlington, paying our respects at Arlington, to lost loved ones and friends, right? And so we're traveling here, we're traveling there. Well, you know, anymore these days, especially you're in a big city, you want to get a quick bite to eat. Man, you're dropping a lot of money on that. Whereas like, man, I can just pack one of your ideal protein products in my, you know, pocket, frankly. Yeah. I could have a little protein bar in my pocket or one of these, you know, protein vanilla squares that looks and tastes like a Rice Krispie treat, but it's a protein thing. So it actually makes it easier because, man, that protein will tide you over. You're not as hungry. You got a good, quick, healthy snack. And you're not tempted to go, you know, just drop a whole bunch of money that you don't have in the first place.
Yeah. And when you're working with a diet coach, particular with a diet coach, when you know you're going on vacation, you got your summer trip planned, the diet coach can help guide you and say, listen, let's plan ahead on what you're going to do. So here's your food packets. Here's your vegetables that you're going to consume. So going in with a plan makes a big difference. And you're a great example of that with the travel that you do, of being able to stay on protocol, or if you're in phase one, you're not in phase one, but to be able to even keep tuned up, when you're in the maintenance phase.
Yeah, or just save money because of inflation right now. It's like, man, I'm going to grab a protein bar instead of, and then it saves time because when you know, like, I mean, last night, I mean, we left Kalispell right after, I mean, I passed the mic off to Jesse Ramos to wrap up the Q&A session at the border security rally, because then we were like, okay, we got to hit the road to Great Falls. So, you know, get here at midnight, get up at 0:30 to kick off the radio show. And so we don't have time to stop for an hour to get a meal or whatever. So, hey, protein bar ready to roll, and or whatever kind of snack.
You know, when you talk about the price of when we started this program 14 and a half years ago, we heard that quite regularly. Well, this is really kind of expensive. This is really kind of expensive. But over the course of the years, the price of the program has not gone up significantly all compared to the normal foods. We hear real regularly now, oh, that's not bad at all. That price isn't bad at all. In fact, that's cheaper than what I'm going to would be doing if I were just eating regular. So you're right.
Wow. Because of inflation. Yeah, that's
absolutely
dramatically
cheap. Yeah.
Because even before, you could actually run the numbers and be like, okay, well, think about how many times you stop and drop money on fast food because you were just hungry and you didn't know how to satisfy the urge temporarily or whatever. Right. But now, I mean, inflation is so bad that it's like, oh no, it's very much affordable.
$18 a day. That's about what the cost of the weight loss phase of the program is. $18 a day. And boy, if you go to a fast food restaurant, you can drop $15 to $18 just on a normal meal. Anymore.
And then still be hungry an hour later. Yeah, no.
And have very poor nutrition and be putting on extra weight.
Yeah. So, you know, I could see, though, where if you were a phase one dieter, like you talked about that woman who's, you know, she's dropped 80 pounds. That's just awesome. That's remarkable. I could see where several years ago, though, you had to be traveling. You had to go travel for work or vacation. It's like, oh, man, how am I going to, you know, because the other key is that accountability, that weekly accountability, that weekly meeting with your diet coach. That's what keeps you on track. Not just accountability, but instruction and coaching. To help you along the way. And so, but now with your remote coaching opportunity, okay, so like tomorrow I'm in Butte and Bozeman, but I could check in if I wanted to check in with my diet coach tomorrow, I could just do my remote option check in just like you're doing with dieters in Bozeman and elsewhere across the state right now as we speak.
Yeah, we have people every week now that are coming on that are choosing the remote option because they're out of town. If you're in town, it's going to be best if you show up in person. But if you're not in town, boy, we sure can accommodate. And we've had a lot of people across the state that have started the program and doing the remote option.
Well, Doc, yeah, you've got free seminars in person for listeners in the Billings area. There's remote options for all of our great listeners elsewhere across the state. And that remote option is working because we had a guy in Bozeman lost 100 pounds. You mentioned a lady who's now down 80 pounds. When are your next free seminars in person? And then obviously they can call you for the remote option as well.
Yeah, so every Wednesday at noon, we do a noon class. The class is about an hour long. So every Wednesday at noon. And then July 2nd is our next evening class. That's the first Tuesday in July at 6 o'clock. But if you go to BillingsLastDiet.com, you can learn about when the seminars are. You can also get in contact with a diet coach by calling or through the website. The phone number is 406-294-6751. But yeah, we'd love to help people. Summer's a good time to lose weight. There's a lot of vegetables available right now. It's harvest season, so.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Dr. Dale Williams with Billings Last Diet, great to catch up with you as always. You can check out their website, BillingsLastDiet.com, or call 406-294-6751, especially if you want to talk through the remote option capability elsewhere across the state. Doc, anything else you wanted to share? And thanks again for being with us.
No, safe travels to you. We're glad to take care of the listeners. We have a lot of your listeners that are on the program, so shout out to all of them, and they're doing a great job.
And they're very thankful. You can tell it's a life-changing experience because, man, it's like you gain new best friends when people hear about it. They're so thankful that they heard about it through our show. All right, Doc, thanks again. Great to have you. Thanks for joining us back in studio. You know, speaking of eating healthy, one of the things that Doc Williams will tell you is, and one of the things I loved about going through Billings Last Diet is you can still have your Montana beef. In fact, they want you to have that ideal protein. Even if you're a phase one dieter, you know, you can have that lean beef protein for dinner. I'll tell you what, that's how I like to stay healthy as well is eating good Montana beef. Our friends at the Avalanche Ranch in Townsend, Montana, you can get a whole beef, you can get a quarter beef, you can get a half beef. They deliver to places like Martinsdale, Townsend, Helena, et cetera. Check out their website for more details, avalanchewagyu.com. But, man, I've had their burgers. In fact, I had their burgers at the Mint Bar in Martinsdale, Montana. And I get a steak medium rare. That burger is so good, you can eat the burger medium rare, I'm telling you. And, in fact, we were in Missoula on Monday, and Adam Hertz, former city council member and former state rep Adam Hertz, I was telling folks about Avalanche Ranch in Missoula, and he's like, oh, yeah, we just bought, I can't remember if we bought a half or a quarter. And he's like, man, that stuff is tasty. It's Wagyu beef, so the marbling on their steaks are just epic. AvalancheWagyu.com, so you can get some healthy Montana beef on your plate as well. Another great guest joining us right after this. She's here in person in Great Falls. Back after this.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Plus. Fox News commentary.
We're days away from the CNN presidential debate, and it should concern every American that our current president and leader of the free world needs a week of seclusion to prepare to stand and speak for an hour and a half. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Joe Biden has been campaigning for political office since 1970. That is roughly twice as many years as I've been alive. So it's rather distressing that he'd have to take an entire week off to prepare for a 90-minute debate. According to reports, while at Camp David for his CNN presidential debate prep, he'll be joined by at least 16 advisors to help him along. I get preparing for a debate is no small task, but the fact that the sitting president needs an entire week of sequestered and designated prep time with more than a dozen people tells me he's not just incapable of making it through the campaign season, but also incapable of serving as the commander-in-chief in the current term. On the flip side, Donald Trump has been on the campaign trail because he doesn't need to hide for a week like the other guy. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The rise of AI.
Meta is facing growing frustration as users learn the company has been training its artificial intelligence on their content. Now, technically, any user of Facebook or Instagram has already given Meta the permission to do so. Simply by signing up, you allow the company to license your public content, and there's no way to opt out other than deleting posts or making your account private. We spoke with Meta, and they shared, quote, "We're committed to building AI responsibly and believe it's important that people understand how we train the models that power our generative AI products." But the social media giant is facing backlash for a lack of transparency. For example, artists are frustrated and concerned about AI training on their work. Even celebrities are pushing back. Kristen Bell was just one of hundreds of thousands posting a message to her Instagram story saying, quote, "I own the copyright to all images and posts and therefore don't consent."
Message and data rates may apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, hold your phone calls for today. We are broadcasting live from Great Falls, so it's a little hard to integrate the phone calls into the conversation, but send us messages on the Montana Talks app. In fact, I got a great message from Nancy in Roundup. You know, earlier this hour I was talking about, you know, these border security rallies, and the question that's come up is, okay, President Trump has said he's going to deport all of these illegal aliens that Joe Biden and John Tester have allowed in the country. How's he going to do it? Can it be done? Nancy had a great response. Maybe I'll save that one coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour to share with you. And Travis, remind me if I don't share her email, because it is a great one. We got a great guest that just popped in here. I didn't even know she lived in the Great Falls area, but Denise Saprinsky is the communications manager for the Gianforte Family Foundation. And Denise has done such a great job of, you know, promoting so many incredible nonprofit organizations across the state of Montana. I'm trying to think of, the most recent one was LaVie. LaVie is just an incredible resource in Billings, providing alternatives to abortion, alternatives to Planned Parenthood for young women that are in a really tough situation. And the Gianforte Family Foundation, big supporters of that, and several other incredible organizations all across Montana doing that type of work and other things. But Denise, great to see you. Thanks for popping in here.
Thank you, Aaron. I'm really excited to be on air with you.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize just how generous the Gianforte Family Foundation is and how many different life-changing programs they support all across the state of Montana. I know we only got a few minutes here as we wrap up the hour, but what's your, 60-second, if you ran into somebody on the street corner here in Great Falls to say this is what they do?
Well, I would tell you that our main goal is to help Montana individuals and families to flourish, especially the most vulnerable. And we do that by supporting our partners throughout the state the pregnancy crisis centers in Great Falls. That's Echoes in Billings. It's LaVie. We support retired Gianforte trade scholarships, Child Bridge, which helps foster kids, addiction recovery centers, a lot of rescue missions. So by supporting all of those groups, we help them support their partners in building and sustaining flourishing, thriving lives. And that runs from rescue missions and Salvation Armies in Butte, Billings, Great Falls, the Flathead, all over to Christian schools, the Missoula and Billings Catholic schools, Mission Valley Christian Academy. I mean, we fund probably a lot more organizations. It's over 600 in Montana. Yeah. And since 2004, we've donated more than $118 million over the 20 years.
And this is what, you know, Greg and Susan Gianforte and their family are willingly, freely donating to all these great causes. Not forcing you, the taxpayer, to pay for it. No matter how great these organizations are, they're freely, willingly doing this. And others are joining them, of course, in this effort as well. But I know we've only got about a minute or so to go here. But the importance of faith. There's great programs out there, but it's really that change in people's hearts that's really turning people away from addiction and so many other things, right?
That's correct. And an example, a new initiative that we have is going to be in Shelby through Prison Fellowship Academy. They're run by volunteers who have found in their heart from the churches in Great Falls and Browning to help people and run this program through PFA. Now, it also operates a program down in Billings at the other prison, but it's to help people develop a new way of thinking and, you know, to think about their choices for their family, for themselves, to reinvent their lives and make things better.
That's great. You know, I just met with some fellow veterans and others in Bozeman last week, and we were talking about that. Man, what if a bunch of us veterans went and did a prison fellowship with some veterans that are in prison? And so, anyway, Denise Saprinsky, thanks for all you do. Thanks for all the Gianforte Family Foundation does. And thanks for coming down and joining us. That was a nice surprise.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. We're live from Great Falls for another.